It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Minutes after 3 o'clock, it's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL, streaming online at WEOL.com and with the AM 930 WEOL mobile app. Well, coming up next weekend, it is the Fall Festival being put on by Lorain County Community College's Student Senate. And part of the Student Senate here in studio with us right now, we've got Alex Bowen and Christy Chompalov. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
We're pretty good. Yeah. We're excited to be here.
Yeah, doing well.
Everybody seems like they're very excited about the Fall Festival a week from tomorrow. Tell us all about it. What are the details?
Well, it's an annual Halloween fair that has been going on for quite a while, formerly known as Family Fest, but back in 2009, the Student Senate ended up taking it over when Family Fest kind of left the college, and now it's really just kind of grown in the past couple of years to really become a really big Halloween fair, including not just trick-or-treat, but Halloween games and things like that.
Mm-hmm. We have trunk-or-treat that we're doing, and we're providing all free candy, and we're providing it to all the trunks, and then we've got all sorts of different indoor and outdoor fun attractions going on as well.
You guys were kind enough to give us a map of what's going on and a schedule of what's happening here as well. There's a lot happening here. I mean, not only is it a place for folks to come and kind of enjoy the fall atmosphere, you guys have carnival games, mm-hmm. a bounce house, which I know the kids love, face painting, there's a food truck. There's a kids' costume contest as well. Who judges this thing?
Actually, Christy does.
Well, okay, so I don't judge it. I'm actually going to be the MC, and we are going to have a few of our volunteers judge, and we've got a nice set out criteria, so nobody feels bad about, you know, having to judge. And everybody ends up winning because they all get candy, all the children get candy, and they all get fun Halloween toys. And we're also doing, like, awards, like cute little
awards. Yeah, we're going to do little certificates for the winners, like cutest costume, scariest, best princess, best superhero. Those are some of the categories.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. We got some really cute ones. We had a toucan last time.
So a toucan?
Cute.
Like Toucan Sam? Like
yeah, she was so cute. It
wow.
was adorable.
Okay. See, and you're in a good position, too, because if you're the MC, mm-hmm. the pressure's not on you to judge.
It isn't.
Right?
Yes.
You could say, oh, you know what? It wasn't my call. Just look, one of the judges. They
That is literally what I do. Yeah. I'm like, what's up, guys? And they're like, I don't know. I'm like, well, what did you guys it's not me, so mm-hmm. I feel great.
Yeah, what did you guys think, right? I mean, exactly. If you're the MC, I mean, you've kind of got control of all that stuff. Well, it takes place next Saturday. Where exactly is this going down?
It's going to be in the College Center of Lorain County Community College, so 1005 North Abbey Road. The College Center is right next to the library. If you know where the bookstore is, it's in that building, and then outside in the Elyria Public Library parking lot.
Okay, 10:30 a.m. to 5 o'clock in the evening, too, so it'll be going on pretty much all day. Now, in order to get in, you have to bring a canned food item, correct?
Yes, we're collaborating with the UAW Local 2000 for their Feed the Needy campaign. It's an annual food drive that we've been hosting with them for the past 2 years. And admission is free, but we are asking that everyone bring a canned food item. Our goal is to collect over 400 cans this year. We collected about 300, so we're really shooting to collect more than last year.
You guys mentioned you have the trunk or treat going on too. How many cars do you usually get to show up on that one? If you guys are providing the candy, I mean, that's a pretty cool deal there.
Well, we had like 20 last
year.
So mm-hmm. we're going to try to shoot for 20 again. And then they look pretty cool too.
Sure.
So I feel like they do a really good job. We have a costume contest for volunteers, and we also have a trunk contest.
Decorating contest.
Yeah,
yeah last cool. year a scarecrow-themed trunk won, and it was my favorite, which
it was
is
awesome.
Why I picked it.
Wow, nice.
So you guys are also looking for volunteers, but it sounds like you guys have a lot of volunteers to man a lot of the games and stations, but you're looking for folks to volunteer trunks, correct?
Exactly, yeah. Right now we have about 4 people signed up for trunks, and if we want 20 or over 20 again, we really need a push of trunk volunteers.
So if you're looking for volunteers, you're looking for someone to bring their car out there. You guys have the candy. You just need somebody to bring the car out there and have the trunk available to pass out candy, correct?
Correct.
Yes. And they can sign up on our Facebook page. It's Lorain County Community College Student Senate is what you can search in. And it's under the event tab. We have a signup.com going. And it's from 10 to 3 that they'll have their vehicle there. And all the information is through there. They'll get an email about more information.
Mm-hmm. And the actual event actually starts at 11 o'clock.
Okay, so 10:30 if you're part of this thing. You want to get there a half hour early to set up, but it actually begins at 11 o'clock. Makes perfect sense.
We want all the cars parked before any children end up arriving.
You guys mentioned this has been going on for a while. It was discontinued as something totally different, but it picked up a few years back. Talk about the planning process. What all goes into putting this together?
Well, I think I'd like to point out the Student Senate, we're student representatives, so we're full-time students, and we're planning these student events and community events all the time. So our planning process, we have about this event took about 2 months to put together. It's pretty much the same thing each year, so it gets easier each time we do it. And this one is pretty much a rehash of last year's, almost exactly. So we had a lot already to work off of, but we just wanted to make it even bigger. So we've just been researching and planning and putting the final details on everything.
Yeah, so we work it as a team. So we all kind of distribute tasks to complete and things like that. And then we go and get resources. Like this time, for example, we're always trying to add more people into this Harvest Festival because it is for our community. So we've actually added the Fab Lab, which is a production. It has production equipment, and you can make products there. It's got like a laser cutter and like a 3D printer. So they're going to bring dog tags, and then you get to personalize this dog tag however you want, and it's totally free. And I had it done, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
And you get to watch it just so every single it gets easier, I would say. We were able to use our handbook from last year. We kind of just keep working and building on it.
Mm-hmm. A dog tag. Okay, so you mentioned you personalized yours. So give us an idea as to how cool that was and why this is cool for people coming a week from Saturday.
For the dog tag specifically, it's just they ask you whatever you want to put on it, and then they ask you which orientation. They put it into the computer, and you look at this laser, and in front of your eyes, it just kind of sketches it onto it. Mm-hmm. And then they immediately take it out for you so you can feel it because it's not hot at all. And then they give you a little necklace, and you can put it on immediately.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Very cool. That's through the Fab Lab at the college, and they're open for community use as well. So if anyone actually wanted to go in and learn how to use those laser cutters, you can sign up for classes and go.
Oh. Yeah, it's totally open to the community, and it's completely free.
That's cool. You guys have a ton of stuff going on. About how many people does it take, I mean, from the Student Senate and volunteer-wise, to get everything together here?
So the planning committee, if you will, is six people and our advisor. So about seven people really do the planning for this. And then we have about 60 volunteers.
And you guys are still looking for some? Or
60 is our goal. I think right now we're at 40.
All right.
Yeah. But I'm sure you'll take all those that want to volunteer their time, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned primarily you're looking folks to volunteer their trunks and their time to man those trunks. And while you guys do have candy, I'm sure you wouldn't say no to an extra candy donation for this too, correct?
As long as we inspect it.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Because it is a safety feature. So the money that Ford gives us is for the candy. And it's just so we know that whatever candy is being brought in is safe.
Sure. Oh, it makes perfect sense. Now, you guys will have carnival games. What kinds of games are going to be available on Saturday?
Well, we've got like a blow up like jumpy house. Mm-hmm. And we have like the strongman game. I'm like acting like a strong man, even though nobody can see me. Anyways.
We do that all the time. Yeah.
It's hilarious. And then we have a balloon pop game, which is actually, it was a huge hit last year. We didn't think it would be. And two children, or honestly, I would even say adults, would do it. You blow up a balloon until one of them pops, and then that person ends up winning.
Yeah, it's a pump. They don't actually like use their mouths.
No, like, yeah, you pump
in their
it.
Face.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be fun.
It would not be fun. At all.
It'd be fun to watch, but
I was going to say, it'd be enjoyable for the people out there taking a peek. Yeah.
There's Halloween-themed games, too. We have a pumpkin beanbag toss, pumpkin hockey.
Pumpkin hockey?
Yeah, what's this?
Well, explain pumpkin. Yeah. So, Matt Douglas is a huge hockey guy, so you hooked him on pumpkin hockey.
So
explain.
I'm from Canada, that's exciting.
Very cool.
It's not real hockey, they get two little witch brooms, and two kids basically kind of have to, like, is it like dribbling in hockey?
Something along those lines.
With the pumpkin to the other side of the room, and whoever gets there first wins.
All right. Very cool.
And then there's a mummy wrap game, which is really cool. And last year, one of the volunteers was the mummy, and these kids just wrapped him in toilet paper over and over. It was really fun.
Good deal.
You mentioned the winner of the costume contest, the cute category, was the toucan, right? Now, how many different kinds of categories are there in this kids' costume contest?
Actually, we've left that upon another one of our teammates, and I believe that there's almost 10, because we wanted to give...
As many awards as possible.
As many awards as possible. And I'm going to try to do... We had a lot of children come up. There was like rows of five within the one, so that's why we separated it so much. And we're having the children come up and then sign up so I can kind of separate them. So I don't know. If it's super like the cutest, I might even have three sets of the cutest that we vote on, because I want, you know, everybody to have a chance.
Yeah, because the children will get to pick what category they're in. So if they all think they're the cutest, then... I mean,
which I
bet
they
tell
are.
Them they're not.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, well, not me.
Like, besides the toucan, who else stood out last year?
There was actually everybody. I'm happy I didn't have to choose. They were great.
That's why being the MC is the best part, right?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. They were all fantastic. Yes, I had to console someone because she was crying. So yes, they were just all. I don't know. The toucan was super cute. I just can't get over that.
Did it have a big long nose?
Nobody could see her. No, she was this tall.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody could see her. She was in like the third row, so I picked her up and I was like, "Look at her! Look at how cute she is."
I like that. Yeah. Toucan's original too. And my wife wants to do bees or something for our kids this year.
That would be cute.
Yeah. I don't know. She wants me to go as like a beehive person too. I don't know if that's going to work out though. I'm not a big Halloween person, I'll say that.
Well, but I mean, I think the girls would have a great time.
Yes, they enjoy it. Yeah. This sounds like a great event too for the young ones.
Yeah, well, you should bring them.
I will have to talk to my wife and see if we can't figure that out. I'm sure she's already planning on it, to be honest with you.
Well, they've actually got a photo booth, so you guys could take a family picture there.
Don't tell
also.
Her that. Yeah, yeah. I don't do the family picture thing so well.
Oh, it's a great deal, though. It's a fall-themed photo booth, and it's $3. You can get a printed photo, and then your kids can craft a little photo picture frame for it.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yep, and it's taken by our professional photographer, Robert Gaddis, as well, so... Mm-hmm. It's pretty awesome.
Is that the only crafts thing you guys have going on at this?
I think, actually, yeah, that's the only craft portion. And then the dog tags we would kind of count as a craft, too. Oh, and then there's also face painting
nice.
To purchase. And that's being put on by the Midview National Honor Society that's volunteering.
Okay, nice. And you guys will also have food trucks at this thing, too, correct?
Singular, one food truck.
One food truck, okay.
Yep,
all
and
right.
They are called Nellie Belly's Wood Fire Pizza Truck. And they have pizzas and wraps.
Yes, and we've been told by one of the student workers who works on that food truck that it's the world's best pizza. So high hopes.
Obviously, it's an unbiased opinion.
that's all right.
Sounds good, though.
Yeah, it sounds really awesome. Again, the annual Harvest Festival takes place 1 week from tomorrow. Lorain County Community College Student Senate putting it on. And again, 10:30 to 5 o'clock, actually more like 11 to 5, right, if you're just going there to be part of it. If you're working at 10:30 to 5, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So it ends, it's 11 to 3.
3.
Yeah, the yellow one.
Okay, gotcha. All right. I'm looking at a flyer here, and there's two sides to it, and I was reading the wrong portion, so my apologies for that.
11, it's okay.
11 to 3. Yeah. Although if you want to stick around till 5 and help clean up, right, you guys wouldn't say no.
We will not say no.
Soap. Yeah, everybody.
Awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in studio. This is a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt and I will come back here in just a few on AM 930 WEOL.
Sports is full of highs and lows.